Welcome to Real Talk About Real Estate.
What is it with men and asking for directions?
A weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing real estate.
Let's catch up, huh?
Yeah,
let's catch up. I got a real estate deal. I'm taking to a final walkthrough, you know.
Okay.
Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road, across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph.
Delighted to meet you. Overjoyed, enraptured, entranced. Are we ready? Yes. Good.
Union Home Mortgage Corp., NMLS, number 2229, an equal housing lender.
I've been in this house before. I know the lady who owns it.
I liked her. She gave me a real good deal for the summer.
Questions can be sent to John R. Wallace at unionhomemortgage.com. Now, here's your host, John Wallace.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace in the studio tonight. Two of our new partners at Union Home Mortgage, Jen Postello and Kelly Luna. Kelly has 17 years in the bank and mortgage industry, started in Chicago and many years here now in Michigan with her family. Jen's been in the banking and mortgage industries for over 30 years, most recently the past 17 up in South Haven, an expert in that market as well as down here in lower Berrien County, as it were, Cass and Van Buren counties as well. If you'd like to reach out to them, Jen's email is jpostello, P-O-S-T-E-L-L-O, at unionhomemortgage.com. Her cell phone is 269-214-6501. Kelly's email is kluna at unionhomemortgage.com, and her cell phone is 269-422-7325. Welcome to both Union Home Mortgage and Real Talk About Real Estate.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
So assuming I don't know anything about you, let's just assume that. Tell me a little bit more about yourself, and Kelly, you go first.
I actually started in the business when I was 20 years old in Chicago, started as a mortgage processing assistant. After learning all the bits and pieces of the mortgage industry, I kept moving up and became a loan processor, then a junior underwriter, which allows me to understand the process better and to help my clients when getting them pre-approved from knowing the industry and how it's going to work from beginning to end. After several years of mortgage processing and junior underwriting, I decided I wanted to become a loan officer, and I've been doing that for probably the past 6 years now, and I'm loving it. I am married, and we have four beautiful children, and we have a bulldog named Rocco and two parrots. And we're always busy, busy, full house.
And four kids will do that to you.
Yes. Yeah, so that keeps us busy in balancing everything, and I'm just happy to be here.
Tell me what school district the kids are in, just in case there's a rivalry here I need to know about.
Well, the kids go to Lakeshore. And
go Lancers.
Yes. And our middle son is very interested in wrestling, so you'll see him wrestling when the season comes. And the older two are actually graduated from Lakeshore, off to college soon.
Where are they going?
Junior, my oldest son, is off to Dowagiac.
Southwest Michigan College.
Yes. he is actually, we've convinced him to the program there to become a licensed contractor. Yes.
There's going to be plenty of work available there.
Absolutely. So
my youngest is going to Southwest Michigan College in the fall as well.
Awesome.
And what school is the other one going to?
He hasn't decided yet. He's a little bit younger, so he's got a little bit more time. We're trying to push him to do something.
Go to work. He needs to get a job.
Yep. Get out of mom's house.
Your youngest, Jen, just graduated from high school. Is that right?
Yes. Yep. She graduated from Lawrence High School and is attending MSU in the fall.
Go Spartans.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Yes.
So, and I got a little bit more on your back. You guys own a Christmas tree farm, don't
yes,
you?
Yes. We live on a 41-acre Christmas tree farm in Lawrence, Red Creek Tree Farms. And have lots of animals, two children. Like I said, my daughter's going to MSU in the fall. And my son, Christopher, is a teller at a local bank.
Oh, so that's just a short-term thing for him. And then he'll start working his way up to vice president.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. And like you said before, I've been in the business a long time, been through all the different departments. In the beginning, I did everything from taking the loan application to doing construction inspections, servicing the loans, underwriting the loans. And so I've done everything in the mortgage business, but really enjoy originating. That's my passion. So been doing that for a long time. Love it. Yeah.
And for those who don't understand, because we, of course, working in it, we all tend to speak terminology. Processors pull documentation together to make sure all your I's are dotted and your T's are crossed and that you really do make what you think you make. And
right, yeah.
And you really do have that $5,000 sitting in your savings account or whatever. And then underwriters verify that that fits the guidelines for Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac or VA or RD or FHA, whatever the loan may be. We need to take a quick break and take care of a radio side of business. We're talking with Kelly Luna and Jen Postello, partners at Union Home Mortgage. Jen's email, jpostello@unionhomemortgage.com. Her cell phone's 269-214-6501. Kelly's email is kluna@unionhomemortgage.com. And her cell phone is 269-422-7325. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full-time. We have three kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy, too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in, and they were just completely helpful.
And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. Nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Veterans VA loans, FHA and rural development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp, NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. Two partners from Union Home Mortgage with me tonight, Kelly Luna and Jen Postello. Kelly's email, kluna@unionhomemortgage.com. Her cell phone is 269-422-7325. Jen's email is 269-214-6501. And not to talk about ages, but I mean, between the three of us, there's about 75 years of mortgage and banking experience here. And we've been through a couple of different bubbles before. I mean, the first bubble, of course, being the internet related, it wasn't another savings and loan crisis, then the internet bubble, and then the housing bubble, as it were. From your experience in recent years and even now, what do you think surprises home buyers the most today in the process of I'm trying to buy a house?
I think the amount of paperwork that has to be submitted for an application, all the different documentation, it's a lot more, I think, than people realize.
Yeah. For almost anybody, and it doesn't matter whether you're self-employed or not, you're looking at 2 years of bank statements and W-2s. If there's any self-employment, maybe some K-1s and or 1099s. A month of paycheck stubs, 2 months of checking, savings, and retirement. And then I think the scrutiny that goes into examining the bank statements.
That's, you know. Yeah, to me, that's, I think, surprises people a lot how much goes into that.
I think that, kind of elaborating on the bubbles or the housing bubbles, you know, a lot of people had bankruptcies in the past and they're not quite sure if they're ready to buy a home again. And a lot of those clients we're finding still think that they had that bankruptcy and they can't qualify for a mortgage. But there's lots of programs out there that they're maybe not aware of. So I think it's very important for those types of clients, if they've had a bankruptcy in the past, to, you know, talk to a professional and see, you know, when those waiting periods are over. Because there are a lot of people out there that do qualify for mortgages right now and think they don't. A lot of clients are out there right now who think that they don't have enough money down. But again, there's so many programs out there that not everyone know about, to where you actually may have enough money in your bank account saved and you think you need 20% down or 10% down, and that's no longer the case.
No, you could be, and FHA is 3.5%, but even Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are at the 3% level, depending on income and a number of other factors there. But one of the reasons I made the move back in October, a lot of institutions, lending institutions, banks and or credit unions, they work with Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. I just had a VA closing, and I got the loan because they originally had gone to their credit union. Their credit union doesn't do government loans, FHA, VA, or rural development. Mm-hmm. And then somebody sent them over to Horizon Bank, and Horizon on their government loans, because of the way they're structured and how they sell those, minimum 60 days to get closed. And that's when their realtor said, well, you need to call John Wallace. And we closed in like 23, 24 days, I think. And one of the big differences for me at Union Home was that I have Fannie, I have Freddie. I not only can do VA and rural development, FHA, and the FHA 203K rehabs and the home style Fannie Mae rehabs, but also even rural development rehabs, which nobody else in the region offers. And as we were talking off air too, part of the big thing was, I don't have to sell checking accounts anymore.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Would you like a boat loan with that?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's one of the advantages for us, I think, in being just a mortgage lender, where it's all we focus on. We're not going to try and sell you something else. Does that tie in why you moved at all, Jim?
Yes. Yeah, it does. I wanted just to concentrate on just the mortgage part of the business. And that's what I'm passionate about. That's what I enjoy doing. So that was a factor in coming to Union Home Mortgage. Yes.
Yeah. And you both, when you left your prior institutions, and I went, when I left Horizon, I think I spent 9 months actually interviewing with different companies before I picked Union Home. And the answer isn't me, but why, when you were interviewing with different people and making that decision, did you pick Union Home?
I picked it because of the people that work here. I just really enjoyed everybody that I met during the interview process. I wanted to just concentrate on mortgages. And with my daughter going off to college, I just wanted to have a challenge. And I really enjoyed all the people that interviewed me. And our office is amazing, all the people there. So just excited to be working with a group of really positive people.
I find us to be positive most of the time.
Yeah.
We only curse occasionally.
Yeah.
I think to further elaborate on what you said, John, there's a lot of great companies out there. And one of the reasons that I did choose Union Home Mortgage was I've never, ever heard an employee be called a partner before. And that's one of the things that stood out to me is, wow, you don't consider me employee number 5463. I'm actually considered a partner of this company. And I think when you have a company that cares enough to respect their employees that way, to call them partners, I think that reflects in all of the partners in the company, which further reflects on the customer service that is going out there to all of your customers. So I think that's one of the huge things that jumped out to me when I decided, yes, this is the place I'm going. You know, it's very small details like this that make a company stand out. And just by calling your quote unquote employees partners is huge, because I think everyone, you know, respects the company more, works harder, just to know that they're respected. And, you know, you have that family feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And our clients are considered family members of Union Home Mortgage as well. So it's that family setting is the reason why I chose to come over.
Yeah. In particular, the code of conduct for the company, we won't go into all 10 of those things. But when I first came on board in October, my first week was at the annual meeting where every employee in the country has flown into Cleveland, where corporate is based out of. And one of the things that they talked about was they actually let a couple of top five loan officers, I mean, people who were closing $30 million a year in mortgages, go, because we just don't tolerate. We've all worked with bad coworkers who scream and yell and curse and send nasty emails and stuff. We just right. have zero tolerance for that.
Yeah.
There is, I'm supposed the CEO is a little more important, but in general, there's nobody that's more important in the chain of how loans get done than another. We're not considered more important than processors. Loan assistants are not considered less. Nobody's less than. Right. Everybody's input is valuable. And I found that to be very refreshing from some of the other institutions I've worked at.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We need to take a quick break again. We're talking with Jen Postello and Kelly Luna, partners at Union Home Mortgage, that partner word. Kelly's email is kluna@unionhomemortgage.com. Her cell phone, 269-422-7325. Jen's email is jpostello@unionhomemortgage.com, and her cell phone is 269-214-6501. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage, on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full-time. We have three kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy, too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in, and they were just completely helpful.
And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. Nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Veterans VA loans, FHA and Rural Development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp, NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage, on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace, Kelly Luna, Jen Postello from Union Home Mortgage joining us tonight. Again, Jen, over 30 years of experience in the business. Kelly, over 17 years, in the past 6 years, a loan officer in Southwest Michigan. Kelly's email is kluna@unionhomemortgage.com, cell phone 269-422-7325. Jen's email is jpostello@unionhomemortgage.com, and her cell phone is 269-214-6501. In general, I don't know that a lot of realtors understand the difference either, but consumers don't understand that there's a difference between I'm pre-qualified and I'm pre-approved.
Right.
So let's talk about that difference.
Mm-hmm. John, I think there is a lot of misconception between pre-qualification and pre-approval. I have a lot of clients that come to me and say, I just want to get pre-qualified. And basically the difference between pre-qualification and pre-approval is, okay, quick pre-qualification, let's pull in your credit score and see what that looks like. How much money do you make per hour? I make $15 an hour. I'm working 30 hours a week. That's kind of where the pre-qualification stopped. You know, based on what you're telling me, you're qualified for this amount. Credit score looks good. We can figure out, you know, how much you qualify for. We know the credit score is where it needs to be and how much you qualify for. But the next step and what is very important is to get it to that actual pre-approval status. And when we are giving out pre-approvals, we are looking thoroughly through pay stubs. We're looking at tax returns, W-2s. We're verifying the information. You know, a lot of times when you don't go thoroughly through this step, you're going to miss things. And a pre-qualification can actually turn into a denial. So things I'm talking about are maybe your income, your year-to-date looks very low. What happened? You know, did you just move from one job to another? We're looking for bank statements. There's a big chunk of money deposited here. Let's figure out where this came from. Is it going to be acceptable for your down payment? So when we're doing a pre-approval, we're looking for all the possible outcomes that can happen to where the underwriter is going to question things, and we address that up front so there's no surprises later.
Yeah. And people would be surprised that there are fraud background checks required on everybody after you've actually applied. So, you know, we also have to look at things like what name variations do you have? Every high, even if it's more than 10 years old, pretty much every address you've ever lived at is going to show up on your credit report. And we have to, you know, if you're buying a primary house and you don't own any other homes, prove that you, you know, sometimes don't own those other homes.
Right.
If you got a name, not to pick on my father-in-law, but say like Jim Smith, which is very common, then we may have to get some explanation that Jim Smith doesn't own 50 businesses in 42 different states.
Right, yeah.
You know, because it's this Jim Smith. I know I had one that was really funny a couple of years ago. A young man who's 24 buying his second house that I'd financed for him. But we had to go write a letter of explanation for fraud prevention to prove that he hadn't bought houses that he would have been 10 or 12 years old but his common name shows up around the country. And we mentioned it earlier. You said large deposits. What other kinds of things have you seen, Jen, that can really trick people up if their loan officer or loan officer assistant and processor are not picking them up before they get to underwriting?
I've had some things like child support. Someone says, I get child support and we need that to qualify them for the loan. And they haven't received it for the length of time that's required for you to be able to count that as part of your income.
Or if it's not current, you can't, right. I might have been receiving it for 3 years, but if he's delinquent, even I could be a she that's delinquent on child support, by one payment, now that income doesn't count.
Right.
I've had self-employed folks who say I make $100,000 a year, and then you start looking at the tax return and their sales receipts were $100,000 a year, but they expensed out $80,000 of it and they only make $20,000. And
that happens a lot.
Or the other side of the coin, most people apply online and you're looking at their data and what they put in for income tends to be the net that they take home when we work off of gross. All lenders do work off the gross of that income. One of the things that we've all seen a lot of recently is, for instance, if I'm going to a closing, we're all going to a closing together, buyers, realtors, sellers, and ourselves, we get closing disclosures, we get some documents in the email. But lately, I've started to see emails that are coming from somebody out of the state of Washington, and I don't do business in the state of Washington, with a name that I don't know and I've never had contact with, saying, here's your final closing documents already, click this link. And those things mostly are phishing emails.
Right. We've seen a lot of those recently. Yeah.
And our realtors are starting to see them too as well.
Yeah. So if you see an email that comes across, definitely before you open it, any attachments or, if it's giving you instructions to wire money out or anything like that, check with your loan officer first before you open any attachments or follow any instructions on any emails that look fishy. It's always better to ask the question and just make sure it's safe before you open it. And that's buyers, sellers, realtors all across the board. Title companies are even having that issue.
Well, and these days we do a lot of electronic. I mean, we see a lot of purchase agreements where everybody signed the PDF electronically online. Most of our documentation for almost all lenders goes out electronically, and you're signing those documents electronically too. But if Jen was my loan officer, that email with the links to sign documents is going to come from Jen. It's not going to come from or Kelly or myself. It's not going to come from another outside party. The speed at which mortgages can be done these days is much quicker as well, sometimes without the client actually having to provide pay stubs, W-2s, and bank statements. And Fannie Mae calls that day one certainty. So what's day one certainty, Kelly?
Day one certainty is actually something new that just came out that we're really excited about. It's going to help us move the process along a lot smoother, a lot quicker, less paperwork, kind of to just touch base on what we spoke about earlier, is a lot of clients, they come to us, okay, here is all the paperwork we're going to need. We need 2 months of bank statements. We need pay stubs. Day one certainty is going to help us out so much to streamline the process to where we just click a button and this documentation comes right into the system for us and works with our automated underwriting system to where we don't have to bother our clients to send all of this extra paperwork. You know, this is less headache for our buyers. This is less documentation to have to process, which is going to greatly increase beginning to end closing times and is just going to be a lot more streamlined to get the process going through very quickly.
For instance, if you work for, this is a couple easy examples, Whirlpool Lakeland, once you've applied and we have your authorization to verify stuff, we can get that income data from both them and the IRS without you having to do anything. The IRS takes a couple of days, but the work number for just as one of the companies that does it, that's 5 minutes.
Right.
In fact, I just was looking at one where we got the entire 10-year work history of every company that a client had ever worked with. It was kind of fascinating to look at. Now, I was concerned when I first heard about day one certainty with the banking account verification. Without you providing statements, we get the statements. But it turns out that that's a secure system where you get an invitation and then you go log into your bank account and authorize us to pull the bank statements down. But nobody at Union Home, for instance, or anybody else who's doing day one certainty, because it's a national program, actually ever gets to see or know what your password is for logging into your bank account. But it does become become much quicker and easier, particularly later on in the process. Let's say I've given you my 2 months of bank statements, but then mom gave me a $5,000 gift and I need to close, but I'm in between the period of where that next bank statement's going to come out. Getting that verified statement sometimes is a little difficult because there is no new PDF kind of statement. It also will be easier. Lots of times, I'm sure you've seen it too. I say, hey, I need 2 months of your bank statements, and they go print off a transaction history.
Right, yeah.
Computer. And things that's are not missing. An official bank statement or credit union statement.
Or don't have all four pages that you need because the last page is just a blank page. But
yeah, but you got to have all of them. People sometimes don't understand. And that page 4 or 6 might say intentionally left blank, but it also might say you owe $25,000.
Right.
You know, showing on the credit report. I know I've seen one recently where we got started and pre-approved and applied and come to find out a week afterwards, the client owned another home and had a mortgage on it, FHA mortgage on it, but U.S. Bank, since 2000, this is a 2003 mortgage, she's had it for 14 years. They weren't reporting to the credit bureaus.
Oh.
So when we asked about, well, what's this property? She said, oh, I have that house and I have a mortgage there. Well, now we got to go get that other institution to report the on-time mortgage payments because there's this little thing about not making late mortgage payments when you're when you're trying to buy a house. We've also, you mentioned bankruptcies earlier, Kelly. I had clients in who are a couple of years removal from a bankruptcy, and a lot of folks don't know or have all that paperwork handy. You know, I was able to log into the federal database system that I subscribe to on behalf of all of us and pull down every document from the bankruptcy. And now not only do we have it because we need it, but now they have a PDF hard copy that they can save and keep as well. Technology can be fun sometimes. We need to take another break. We'll come right back. We're talking to Kelly Luna and Jen Postello from Union Home Mortgage, her new partners. Kelly's email, kluna@unionhomemortgage.com, cell phone 269-422-7325. Jen's email is jpostello@unionhomemortgage.com, and her cell phone is 269-214-6501.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full-time. We have 3 kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy, too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in, and they were just completely helpful.
And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. Nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Veterans VA loans, FHA and rural development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp, NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate as we wrap up for this Thursday night. Kelly Luna and Jen Postello from new partners at Union Home Mortgage here. Many years of experience between the three of us in particular. We all started right out of the, you know, right out of the womb. We've been working in banking ever since. Jen's email is jpostello@unionhomemortgage.com. Her cell phone is 269-214-6501. Kelly's email is kluna@unionhomemortgage.com. Her cell phone is 269-422-7325. And so if you didn't know where they'd moved in the transition over to Union Home from the prior entities we worked for, now you know you can reach out and say, hey, how are you?
Yeah.
And the cell phone numbers Jen's just changed. Kelly hasn't. I am so grateful that, I mean, people call me and say, hey, in 1998, you financed this for us. Can you help us now? I'm like, yeah, I'm glad my cell phone didn't change. But so Kelly out of Chicago, live in Lakeshore, Stevensville, it's Lakeshore Schools. I live in St. Joe. My licenses are Michigan, Indiana, and Wisconsin. I have a Wisconsin closing next week, of all things. And Jen, most recently out of South Haven, but started down here. And where did you start, in St. Joe?
Yeah, I was in St. Joe for the first 15 years.
And of course, your mom's down from here. So
yeah, graduated from St. Joe.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. But I think I graduated. I went to 4 different high schools. That's a long story. Another night. But last week I had closings in Dowagiac and Cassopolis, and we write all over. Well, I've had closings in Detroit and Grand Rapids and Kalamazoo, as well as down in Florida. Our experience as originators extends well across Berrien, Van Buren, and Cass counties. It's just not St. Joe Stevensville.
Right.
Those markets are quite different. Kelly, you have a lot of experience in South County, too.
Yes, I've actually spent a lot of time down in Niles for a few closings that I recently had and coming up. I'm licensed in Michigan and Indiana. I actually just had quite a few closings down there, so you'll see me down there a lot. I've also had recent closings up here in St. Joe as well. Had some closings in Stevensville. Markets are definitely different. We can, you know, service our clients from wherever we are. I had a realtor call me last week. You know, I've got a client coming here into my office in Niles. Can you stop in here and pre-approve them? No problem, I'm on my way. So if you can't make it up to a St. Joseph office, if it's more convenient for you to work over the phone, by email, we are so open to making the most convenient process for you. Whether you're in Niles or you need financing in Michigan, Indiana. Jen, what areas have you been covering?
Right now, I'm just Michigan, but I was in St. Joe for 15 years. South Haven, I've been about 17 years. I live in Lawrence, work in Pawpaw, Hartford, so all over Southwest
all
Michigan.
All over Southwest Michigan,
yeah.
Certainly.
Yeah.
St. Joe and South Haven have some similarities in that there's harbors and there's lakefront property. But outside of that, though, when you get away from the water, the amount of house somebody can buy outside of St. Joe Stevensville, Benton Harbor proper, and or South Haven proper, when you move out to Coloma, Waterville, Niles, Buchanan, Edwardsburg, Galene, Three Oaks, there's a lot more house available and a lot lower property taxes. That's not a complaint against the kind of services you get in a larger community. Or as large a community as we are, it's not like being in East Lansing or Chicago. But there's, I think, the limited inventories we see these days, because there's six buyers plus for every house, means that maybe I can look a little farther out than just St. Joe and Lakeshore schools, because there's a lot of still good school districts, but housing is more affordable. Well, for instance, in Lawrence, where
you are. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The taxes are a lot less there.
And still a good school district.
Yep.
In fact, I think won a football or baseball championship in not too distant years ago.
Football.
Football.
Yep.
Go yep. Tigers. It's
go Tigers,
Tigers. Right?
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
What other kinds of differences have you seen in recent years in the markets?
Well, anywhere from, you know, like you said, lakeshore properties to manufactured homes on 30 acres. It varies, you know, all through the community. So
a lot of lenders are not fond of manufactured homes. And to be honest, they don't. There's so many of them, and I've done so many of them, they just don't scare me at all. Other than if you're a buyer considering a manufactured home, you got to ask about the affidavit of a fixture.
Right.
And make sure that vehicle title, as it were, is retired. But because if the seller doesn't have it, then you got to go back to the state and get it, and that may take a little bit. But it's not. Otherwise, I think you can travel down the highway at 65 miles an hour and withstand that's going to be just fine sitting on a cement slab in a basement.
And I think some of the things as far as market goes, I think if we kind of address the beast in the room, we are having a shortage of, you know, available homes. Mm-hmm. And I think that comes kind of into play where we talk about the 203K loan, where you might find a house that's probably maybe not financeable, but with the 203K loan, maybe we can get some things done in the house to where we can then be able to close a home that was not financeable and now is a brand new beautiful home again because we're able to finance in some repairs. I'm seeing a lot of homes like that in Niles, Buchanan area where they're listed for, you know, maybe cash only, but maybe they just need a new roof or they maybe just, you know, there's a home maybe that just needs a new septic tank. But if we can finance it through that 203K loan, get those repairs financed in, now you have a property that's eligible for financing that normally you wouldn't have and someone would have to come in with cash and buy it.
And so many buyers want to move into the house and have it be perfect and ready right now.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I've been saying most of this year because of the inventory is, why don't you take a step down from that? Why don't you buy a house that costs you less and isn't ready? Now, whether it was a 203K or the Fannie Mae home style remodel, you can go buy the house that has the number of bedrooms and baths you want, for instance, and add in, have those contractor remodels. I want a new kitchen and I want a new bath. I've done several of these and build that right in. So by the time you move in ready, secure now, I can go in and then that work's going to be done. Or depending on your situation, say you're renting now, you can wait and have those that work done and the new kitchen and new bath will be in there when you move in 60 days down the road.
Right.
Those are some of the, I think, based on inventory, some of the opportunities folks are going to have to start looking. It's always better to buy less house than you can afford.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And get some of that work done to help you appreciate the house appreciate in value over time. Well, I'm awful glad you both came in tonight, and I'm awful glad you're on board as partners, too. Jen Postello, Jay Postello at unionhomemortgage.com. Cell phone is 269-214-6501. And Kelly Luna, her cell phone is 269-422-7325. And email is kluna@unionhomemortgage.com. Both easy to find on the web, and on they go like their Facebook pages. And and if you're looking for a house, you need to be pre-approved, better than pre-qualified. Or if you had a prior transaction with them and just want to check in, be sure and check in with both Jen Postello and Kelly Luna. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying homes in Southwest Michigan. Questions and comments can be sent to John R. Wallace at unionhomemortgage.com. Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph. Union Home Mortgage Corp. NMLS number 2229. Real Talk About Real Estate. We'll be back next Thursday on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.